Chapter 7. Lexi pulled up in front of McGreevy Funeral Home at 4:15 on the dot. Kevin's wake had started at 4, but the parking lot was already packed full. She maneuvered her VW Bug into an end slot, which seemed barely wide enough for the small car. Rummaging in her glove compartment, she pulled out a lint roller. Gingerly stepping out of the car, she brushed white dog hairs from her black and gray pinstripe skirt, then tossed the roller back in through the open door before closing it. Smoothing her cream-colored blouse, she surveyed herself in the window of her car. Satisfied with her appearance, she walked toward the gigantic glass and oak doors, her understated black Manolo Blahnik platform shoes making soft tapping sounds on the asphalt. Two dark-suited men opened the doors for her. Stepping inside, she was surrounded by the somber energy of the grieving. Hushed conversation, barely audible hymnal music, and the faint scent of flowers filled the air of the tastefully decorated century-old mansion. Lexi followed the signs to a room on the left. The casket was just to the right of the door. She reluctantly glanced at it, her stomach lurching uncomfortably at seeing Kevin laying so still inside. Even though she had no love lost for him, she certainly didn't wish him dead. Seeing him laying there made her heart clench, her eyes pricked with unexpected tears. She had loved him once. No matter what he had done, he didn't deserve this. The sound of loud sobs to the left pulled her attention from the casket. She looked over, her eyes drawn to a gorgeous and expensive pair of red Stuart Weitzman shoes on the feet of an attractive bleached blonde who was crying uncontrollably into a tissue. Who the heck is that? Clearly, she must have known Kevin well to be so upset, but Lexi had never seen her before.
Lexi, thank you so much for coming.
Jason appeared at her elbow. His eyes were red-rimmed with big dark circles underneath. Oh, Jason, I'm so sorry. Lexi reached over to hug him. Jason grabbed onto her like a drowning man. He hugged her a little tighter and a little longer than she felt comfortable with. Pungent, pine-scented aftershave filled her nostrils, and when he finally released her, she couldn't help but breathe a sigh of relief. He pulled her over to the corner, away from the main crowd. He leaned in close. Lexi noticed the intent look in his eye.
Did Kevin try to contact you? Maybe tell you something or give you something?
His voice was low, barely above a whisper. Lexi was taken aback by his question. She felt her eyebrows knitting together in confusion.
No.
She shook her head. Why would he contact me? I haven't seen him since the breakup.
Oh.
Jason's face went blank.
He'd been acting a little funny lately. He mentioned you a couple of times.
He let his voice trail off. That's strange. Lexi's mind was racing. Kevin had mentioned her?
Lexi, I'm sorry you got dragged into this mess with your cupcakes and all. I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
Yes, of course, Lexi said. Thanks. I know the police will clear it up in no time. Have they told you anything?
Lexi felt like a jerk, pumping Jason for information at his brother's wake. But getting her bakery opened and clearing herself was her top priority. Nothing,
he said.
What about you? Lexi shook her head. If you hear anything, will you let me know right away?
Of course. Lexi no sooner got the words out than a wail echoed through the room. Lexi figured it was the woman in the red shoes. Out of curiosity, she asked Jason, "Who is the woman over there in the red shoes?"
"Oh, that's my assistant, Sheila. Her and Kevin were dating. She's pretty broke up about this since they had a bit of a falling out before Kevin, well, you know."
A falling out? Lexi thought back to some of the fallings out she had with Kevin. There were times she felt like she could have killed him. Of course, she never would have gone through with it, but maybe Sheila had a darker side.
An older man in an expensive suit came up to Jason, interrupting Lexi from asking just how much of a falling out Kevin had had with the girl. Lexi recognized him as some important town official.
"Excuse me,"
Jason said to Lexi, turning his full attention to the older man. Lexi drifted off into the next room, her eyes scanning for familiar faces. A room with refreshments was set up off to the side. It was empty, so Lexi wandered in, as much to get away from the crowd as to sample some of the food. The table had an array of delicious-looking cookies from a bakery. Not hers, though, she noted grimly. She picked a small almond-frosted cookie. Taking a dainty bite, she chewed it thoughtfully, thinking back to what Jason had said about Kevin mentioning her. Why would Kevin be talking about her? Suddenly, she felt someone behind her. She turned. The man was standing barely 6 inches from her face. His outfit looked to be about 15 years old, like it was the one good outfit he had, which he wore to all such occasions. He smelled like booze, his chin dotted with day-old stubble. His dark, beady eyes drilled into hers. There was something vaguely familiar about him, but Lexi couldn't quite place it. Lexi's breath caught in her throat, the dry cookie crumbs tearing a cough from her chest.
"You do best to leave things alone."
His voice was soft and low. Lexi had to turn her ear toward him to hear. "Excuse me?" Lexi felt a surge of panic. Who was this guy?
"I know who you are. I was real close to Kevin. I know things. Just take my advice and mind your own business."
He spoke quickly, in short sentences, his eyes darting around the room. Lexi felt her eyes grow wide. "You know why Kevin was murdered?" She blurted it out without thinking. The man backed away from her in a hurry. Beating a hasty retreat out of the room, he threw one last warning over his shoulder.
"Stay out of it, or you'll be sorry."
Lexi dropped her cookie on the table, starting after the man, but he had disappeared. She scanned the adjoining room, standing on her tiptoes to get a good view, but she didn't see him anywhere. Who she did see, though, was the last person she wanted to run into, Detective Jack Perillo. Jack stood in the corner, watching the people at Kevin's wake. He had given his condolences to the family, but he always liked to hang around for a while to observe the behavior of the people attending. In his experience, you could find out more by watching what people did rather than listening to what they said. Sudden, sporadic movements in the adjoining room caught his attention. He felt his eyes narrow when he recognized who was making the commotion. It was Lexi Baker, bouncing up and down on her toes, apparently looking for someone in the crowd. What's she doing here? Jack caught Lexi's eye, giving a short wave. She didn't wave back. Instead, she turned away, skirting the edge of the crowd. She seemed to be making a beeline for the back of the house. From his vantage point, Jack saw Kevin's mother, Ellen, look at Lexi. He saw Ellen's eyes growing big and round, her face turning an unhealthy shade of red. He watched her raise her arm, pointing at Lexi.
"What's she doing here?"
Ellen's voice rang out through the entire funeral parlor. All conversation came to a halt. Heads swiveled toward the loud voice.
"She killed my Kevin!"
The sentence ended in an anguished wail. Jack saw Ellen lunge toward Lexi, who was standing frozen like a deer caught in the headlights. Jack sprung into action, making his way over to the distraught woman in order to defuse the situation. It was already turning into a free-for-all, with two people holding Ellen back. Lexi stood against the wall, looking as if she wished she could disappear into it. All eyes were on the two of them. Jack took Ellen's arm. He addressed her in a soothing voice. "Ellen, we don't know who the killer is. There's no evidence to say Lexi did it." Ellen turned confused, angry eyes on him.
"She was never any good for him, always acting like she was better than him."
Jack felt grateful she wasn't yelling anymore. Jason appeared, wrapping a soothing arm around his mother, who dissolved into tears. Addressing the crowd, he said softly,
"Mama's under a lot of stress. She doesn't know what she is saying."
A sympathetic murmur ran through the crowd. Out of the corner of his eye, Jack saw Lexi start to back away. He released Ellen's arm, then took one long step toward Lexi. Grabbing her by the elbow, he propelled her toward the back door, her shorter legs moving at double speed to try to keep up with him.
"What are you doing here?"
Jack demanded in a low voice. "I want to give my condolences." Jack could tell by her voice it wasn't the only reason she was there. He felt his right eyebrow raise in question. "Really? Jason and I have been friends for a long time, and I knew Ellen pretty good." Her look of innocence didn't fool Jack, but it did distract him. His thoughts turning to her pouty lips and wide eyes instead of on the investigation at hand.
"Yes, it seems she was a big fan of yours," Jack said sarcastically.
"She never really did warm to me. I guess no one was good enough for her little boy." Lexi's soft green eyes looked up into his, causing Jack's heart to melt a little. "Thanks for sticking up for me in there." Jack nodded in response. He looked down at her. The detective in him wanted to ask more questions about why she was at the wake, to find out if she knew something about the case. The man in him wanted an excuse to spend more time with her. He quickly came up with a way to satisfy them both.
"Have you eaten supper yet?"
Lexi looked at her watch. "I haven't eaten since breakfast. I guess I am kind of hungry."
"Great. Let's go to my favorite place and grab a burger."
Jack threw the invitation out casually, as if it was no big deal. Wondering why, if it really was no big deal, did he feel so nervous? He saw Lexi hesitate. He thought she might be about to say no, but after a second, she smiled. "Sure, why not? Maybe you can tell me more about your progress on the case, and let me know when I can finally get my business opened."
"Great. We can take my car, and then I'll drop you back here after."
He set off towards the corner of the parking lot, and Lexi followed. Leading her over to the passenger side of his Ford SUV, he opened the door for her, watching her climb in. He glanced appreciatively at her curvy calves as she pulled them up into the cab, his glance lingering long enough to notice her stiletto-heeled shoes. His provocative thoughts about her shapely calves were interrupted, his mind going back to the crime scene and the unmistakable heel prints left around Kevin's house.